This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. Here's a question for you today. What is the number one fear? What is it that people fear most of all? Good question. Many psychologists believe the fear of death is the mother of all fears. And I think they're probably right. And we usually don't want to talk about death. How often do you talk about that in your normal conversation? But the reality is that all living things are going to die, including you and me. But we want to put that thought off, but it pops up every now and then, especially if you go to a friend's funeral or perhaps your grandmother has died and you go to the funeral. And deep down, we want to defeat death. It's just too awful to contemplate. We want to live as long as we can, perhaps 100, 103. We want to be able to achieve something notable in our lives, to leave something behind so that when I die, well, people can say, yeah, he was a good guy. We need to leave something to be remembered, to do something that will actually defeat mortality. Good people die, bad people die. So if you can't cheat death, is there something that you can do about the fear of death? Well, we could be fearing the fact that we're running out of time. As you get older, that could be a scary thought. You ask yourself, what have I achieved in my lifetime? Did I really make any difference at all in my life? You might have heard of the idea that some people are so afraid of dying that they forget to live. Maybe it's that fear of wasting my whole life with insignificant stuff, that I was so busy chasing perhaps my career. I didn't achieve my real goals, my ambitions. Is that you? Well, there are many verses in the Bible that talk about fear. One of my favourites is Isaiah 41, verse 10. It's a great verse. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. That's Isaiah 41, 10. That's what it says in the Bible over and over. God says to his people, don't be fearful. Why? Because I've got a better way to show you. And I'm sure it's the message that today many of us need to hear as we grapple with some really frightening news, bad news from our world scene. Sometimes I recall amazing people in real life who've had to face fear big time, like Corrie ten Boom, this remarkable and brave Dutch woman who, with her family, hid from the Nazis in World War II. And not only for herself, but she helped 800 Jews escape from the Holocaust. It was a terrible time of fear, and as a result, she and her sister, Bessie, were imprisoned in the infamous Ravensbrück concentration camp, and many people died in that horrible place, starvation, beatings. But somehow, Corrie survived, and as an older person, she travelled the world telling her remarkable story of suffering, forgiveness, and even joy, because she had experienced genuine fear, of course, fear that she might die in that camp as many others. In older age, and actually after that, I think for 35 years, she never had a permanent home. But here she was at age 85, her health was declining, and some Christian friends provided her with a lovely house in California. To her, it was a luxury she never dreamed of having. And one day, a friend came to visit Corrie. He said, hasn't God been good to you to give you this beautiful house? And then she looked at her friend very firmly, Jimmy, she said, look, Jimmy, God was good when I was in Ravensbrück too. I thought that was a remarkable answer. Here was a woman who faced fear head on. She knew the presence of God in the most dreadful of circumstances, with death, starvation, beatings, imprisonment. Most of us will never experience the horrors that Corrie ten Boom faced. And yet she was able to say that. God was good when I was in Ravensbrück, in the concentration camp, because she had learned to rely on a Heavenly Father to deal with her fears day by day. Corrie ten Boom went on to write several books. I think you can still actually buy them. And she said once, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. How wonderful is that? Well, thank you, Lord, that failure is not a word that we like very much, nor is fear. And Lord, we know that we fail you and we are frightened. It's part of the human condition. But Lord, fear is not final. You've given us a second chance, Lord, to trust you. And we want to do that today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.